passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Whether you're writing for your website, your company brochure, or the PTA newsletter, it's important to ensure that your copy reaches the right people in the right way. Unfortunately, according to Jimena de la Serna from SEJ PR and Editing Services, too many people commit the cardinal sin of ignoring their audience.
The biggest mistake we find all the time is that people write about themselves. Instead of engaging the visitor or making them feel welcome, they just talk and talk about themselves. This is a problem because put yourself in the situation. You don't want to be sold to. If you go to a website and people are talking about themselves, instead of telling you why they're good for you, you just switch off and you go to the competitor.
Why do you think people make that mistake? Because it does seem to be a very common mistake.
Because it's simple, because it's what we used to do before. It was normal before, just to say, okay, we do this, we are this, and we can offer this, and we are good because of this, and we. But things have changed enormously in the last 5 years, and now it's different.
Do you think the same sort of rules apply whether you're writing, say, for your website or for a sales letter or a brochure or something? Because I can understand, like, for a sales letter, perhaps you do want to say about what you do.
It's completely different. It's interesting that you mention web copy, because that's the one that has changed the most in the last 5 years, and even last year, even as we are speaking, is changing because of social media. Facebook, Twitter, you name it, they are not only for Twittering to your friends or anything. They are for making business nowadays. And it's everything about engaging your reader, your visitor. It's about having a conversation with them. So a website has to be like a conversation, something to relate to your reader, not to sell to them or anything yet. Then you have the brochure, on the other hand. The brochure still needs to be engaging, but now that person is already interested in you. They know what you do, and they want to find out how professional you are, your guarantees, your products. They are going to give you more time. And then you have the sales letter, which is quite dangerous, because even when it's for selling, it cannot be salesy. It has to be somewhere in between web copy and brochure. You have literally 10 seconds to grab the attention of your reader. Why? Because that's the time from the front door to the dustbin. So if you can just grab their attention in those 10 seconds, then you got it. How do you do it? Address their problem and offer them a solution instead of just talking of yourself.
When it comes to addressing a problem, of course, how do I know what their problem might be?
Well, if you're, for example, say a plumber, and you think maybe they have a leaking pipe or something, then you address that problem. You don't know if your visitor or your reader is going to have that problem. You address it. You say you have a leaking pipe or anything, and then you give them a solution, and you give it in an engaging way.
And when it comes to copywriting then, if you had sort of three top tips to give people, what would they be?
First of all, less is more. Don't ramble, don't repeat yourself, importantly, and just be concise. Number two, don't state, imply. How you do that? Illustrate your message with a story. Everyone loves a story, for example, so that's a good way, instead of just throwing words at your reader. And number three, you are a human being. Show yourself as a human being. Break those walls between you and your reader and your potential customer. Show yourself engaging, exciting, and just friendly, as you would do anywhere else. If you go to a party, if you are in an aeroplane, you will be engaging, so do the same.
And from your experience, if people kind of get that sort of thing right with their copy, what kind of difference can it make?
It's a huge difference, because people want to feel they are welcome in a company. So if I read about you and I feel that you are welcoming, that you want to know about me, that you are going to be easy to deal with, I'll go for you instead of to the one that is being boring and too serious and not engaging enough.
That's Jimena de la Serna from SEJ PR and Editing Services.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionforfreshideas.com.
Passionforfreshideas.com.
Or click through from passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.